Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, shalom, Haverim, shalom, brothers and sisters. The Sabbath fulfilled. Still here, have the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading right here for this 19th sabbatical study. Teruma, gifts, contributions, offerings. Let's get into some of the reasonments, some very interesting reasonments concerning the ark, the tabernacle, the holy place in the midst. Been I. Yes, I. But first, right here. Let's ride out for local proverbs right here. Yes, I.
Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. My people. My people.
Come away.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
Sosenya be'elete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasarah. Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wode Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayena Yohona Fetchmoibel Sidken Yesara Senvetin Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the Sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The
Senvet.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
Jah. Hallelujah.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
dwell
and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart.
And pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his people. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King
of glory?
Who is the King of glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
We have the truth. We don't care.
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia,
the home places do for
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh offering up for this Shabbat, Shabbat Terumah, Sabbath free will gift, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution. Here, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh offering up for this Shabbat, Shabbat Terumah, Sabbath free will gift, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 27, here at verse 9, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh offering up here, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Terumah. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 15th item, the court
is the court is the court is the court is the court is the court.
With asita eita chatzar ha mishkana lifata negeva heyamana e alaima le chatzir sheisha mashzor sheish mashzor meata Ba amma oreka la pea ha echat, and thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward there shall be. Hangings for the courts, fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side. Ve'asita et ha'chatzar ha'mishkan, and thou shalt make the courts of the tabernacle. Ve'asita et ha'chatzar, et chatzar, the chatzar, the court. Ve'asita et ha'chatzar ha'mishkan, lifa'ata negeva te'mana, et La'im le'chatzir sheisha mashazor me'a ba'amma orek la'pe'a ha'echat. For the south side southward, lifa'ata negeva te'amana e'la'im. There shall be hangings for the court, le'chatzir, for the chatzir, the chatzar, the chatzir, le'chatzir, for the court of fine twine linen, sheisha mashazar, sheish mashzar, sheisha mashzor, me'a, ba'amma orek. 100 cubits long for one side. La pea ha echat. And the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 16th item, the hanging for the gate, the hanging for the gate of the court. Verse 16. Ula sha'ara he chatzir ma'sak esarim amma tekeleta we argamana we tolata shani we sheisha mashzara ma'iseya rokein amudehema Araba'a wi ada nehem Araba'a. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen wrought with needlework, their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. U le sha'ar, and for the gate, u le sha'ar he chatzir masak, and for the gate of the court shall be a screen, a screen. Esrim amma, 20 cubits. Esrim amma, tikelet, blue. We are gaman and purple, with tolaata shani and scarlet red, with tolaata shani, with sheisha mashazar and fine twine linen, with sheisha mashzar, the work the walk of the weaver in color,
in color, in color, in color, in color, in color, in color.
Ma'isei rokeim, ma'isei rokeim, the walk of the weaver in colors. Their pillars, four. Amudehem, amudehem arba'a, and their sockets, four. With adanehem arba'a. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir, for this Shabbat, Teruma, Sabbath free will gift, Sabbath Teruma, Sabbath contribution, Sabbath free will offering. Hear, verse 17, Chaburim, for the Maftir, for this Shabbat, Teruma, call Amudei, He Chatzira Saviva. Mechushakima kasef, wa wehema kasef, we adanehema nechoshet. All the pillars round about the court, Shelby, filleted with silver. Their hooks, Shelby, of silver, and their sockets, brass. Call Amudeya Hechatira Saviva Me Kushakima Kasefa Wawehema Kasefa We Adanehema Nechoshet. And the all the pillars of the court. All the pillars. Call Amudei. All the pillars of Hechatir, of the Hatir, Hechatir of the court. Kola Amudeya Hechatir Saviv Me Chushakim. Round about shall be filleted Kesef. Me Chushakim Kesef, filleted with silver. Wa Weyahema Kesef, their hooks of silver. We Adanehema Nechoshet, and the sockets of brass. The length of the court, Shelby, and 100 cubits, and the breadth, 50 everywhere, and the height, 5 cubits, fine twine linen, and their sockets, brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle, and all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court, brass. Lekola kaleya hamishkana de kola e bo adato e bo dato we kola ye te dotayo we kol ye tarot he khatir ne khoshet. All the instruments of the tabernacle. Lekola kaleya hamishkan. Lekol, for all, kalei, the instruments, hamishkan, of the mishkan, of the tabernacle. Lekola kaleya hamishkan. Evodato. 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 In all the service thereof, lekol, in all, evodatao. Evodato, evodato, all the evoda, evodato, we call evodato, we call ye tedotayo, and all the pins thereof, we call yitadot, and all the pins, hechatzir, of the court, of the court, ne choshe, choshe, brand, 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 brand. And here, fulfilling the Torah Aliyot for this Shabbat, Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution, Teruma, Sabbath free will gift. Kubur l'kalu, kubur dimtsu, kubur l'chaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be. Thine thy father, glory be, thine thy king. Kubur l'kadamawi, chayla salasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshu, ah, ha, Moshiach.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayeolam Natei Matokanu Baruch Atah Yahweh Notain HaTorah Sheina.
Torah is the law.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch Atah Adonai HaBocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo U'B'Israel Ammo U'B'Nebiei Ha'emet Watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Book, 1 Kings, chapter 5, verse 13, to chapter 6, verse 13. And King Solomon, the goose Solomon, raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men, and he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by course, a month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home, and Adoniram was over the levy, and Solomon had 70,000 that bear burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountains, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,000. 1,300 which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house, the bait. And Solomon's builders and Haran's builders did hew them in the stone squares. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house, the bait. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. In the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh, Buruku, the length thereof was 80 cubits, the breadth therefore 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. In the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights, and against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house he made narrow rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house. And they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh Buruku came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake to Dawid thy father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, and I will not forsake my people, Israel. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kebole kwalu, kebole demtru, kebole hailu, kebo ketamari haile sanasi, nigusli gets the Ethiopia, Ja Rastafari, Yeshua Shalom.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Your love.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 19, Teruma, Contributions, Offerings, from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 through 15. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 through 37. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Amnam, Ein Torek Li She'ektob Aleikim Al Devar HaSherut Le'ezrach HaKdoshim Ki Yedaiti Et Nidibatkem Asher Aleha Ani Mithalel Bakem Vifne Anshe Makdonia Lemur Akaya Mzumenet Mishana Sheabara Wekinatkem Peira Et Ruach Harabim. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind. For that I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me, and find you unprepared, we should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before to you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. The encouragement, Elohim loveth a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. But this, I say, he that soweth sparingly
shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all men, and by their prayer for you that longeth after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem Ki Ne'amar Larishonim Lo Tishba Lashakr Veshalem Layawa Shavuoteka Wa Ani Omer Lakem Lo Tishbau Ko Shabua Lo Bashamaim Ki Kisei Elohim Hema Willo Baaretz Ki Hadom Raglayu Hi Willo Beyarushalayim Ki Hi Kiryat Melech Rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, by thy ras, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Kabarulakalu, Kabarulidimtu, Kabarulakhailu, Kabarulakatamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done. I need it.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana. The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithe, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that he accept their ready mind, that he grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters. And ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind, grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions when I need it. Make myself a man, no more.
Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this.
All right, is the law.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Here for this 19th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. For Shabbat Teruma. Shabbat Teruma. This corresponds here in the King of Kings Bible, the Royal Amharic here. For Senbet, Sitota, and Meba, speaking of offering, contribution, and a heave offering. So here, picking up with the basic question. We left off with the 16th question concerning what was the outer part of the tent covered with. So here, picking up the 17th. 17th question, there's a few basic questions here for this 19th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat Teruma, Shabbat offering, Shabbat up offering, get into the etymology of Teruma. But here first, we have the 17th question here. Where did the wood for the frames, for the Ohel, the tent, that is known as the Mishkan, the sanctuary, and the Mikdash, the holy place. Where did the wood for the frames come from? Question 17. Now, according to a Midrash, a study right here, Jacob was said to have planted trees when he first arrived in the Tawi, when he first arrived in Mitzrayim, the Tawi, the two lands. More proper reference to so-called ancient, quote, Egypt, end quote. So the Tawi, when Jacob first arrived in Mitzrayim, he planted trees, and the Bnei Yisrael, and the sons of Israel, cut them down before leaving. Question 18 right here. Where did the other materials come from? Well, from the Mitzrayim, right? From the Mitzrayim, from the Tawi. And from despoiling the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian army, the Tzeba, spoiling the Mitzrayim, the Tawi army, at the Yam Suf, the Yam, the Sea Suf of Reeds, the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. Question 19, how would Elohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle, in the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash? How would Elohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle? According to the scripts, the context is that he would stand by the paroket, by the veil of the Kodesh HaKadashim, by the Holy of Holies, the veil of the Holy of Holies, and HaElohim, HaElohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Holy One, blessed be He, would speak from between the Kirubim, the Kepraim, the Kirubim that were on the Kaporot, the Kaporet, right? You have the Kaporet is the ark cover, also known as the mercy seat, the Kaporet. So to the 19th question right here for Shabbat Teruma, how would HaElohim speak to Moshe in the tabernacle? Well, he would stand by the veil, by the paroket of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and HaElohim would speak from between the Kirubim, the Kepraim, on the kaporet, on the mercy seat. So here, question 20th question here for Shabbat Teruma. How was the menorah? How was the menorah to be made? Now, the menorah is very interesting. I have to go into some details here. As we mentioned in one of our Aliyot readings, we read from like the Hebrew, some of the Hebrew highlight verses. And then we also like maybe zoom in on a particular verse where we notice some either diversion or fuller clarity in the Hebrew that's not brought out in the so-called traditional King James Version. When we came to menorah, it spoke of like his branch, his knops, his. But in the Hebrew, that spoke of her, that is she. So the divine double helix, that double helix, the male and the female aspects is very, very important and need to be duly noted. But here for question 20, how was her menorah? Just to emphasize, the menorah is referred to in the feminine sense. How was the lampstand, ha menorah, to be made? According to the scripts, from one piece of zahab, gold, from one piece of gold. According to the Midrash, Moses did not know how to make it. And it said that, so ha'ilahim, Elohim threw some gold into the ash, to the fire, and it was said that it was immediately formed. Now, this is a midrash, just like a reasonment right here, but the scripts point out the details, right, of Ha Menorah. So, question 21, this brings us to question 21. How were the wicks, right, with the light, the wicks of Ha Menorah, of the lampstand? Oh, another point is that in the King James Version, often referred to as the candlesticks. We strike that there because the details point out oil, and we know that the oil does not function with the candlesticks. So right there, that is like a fault, one of the faults within the translation, although we can understand some of the possible reasons. But here, come, question 21. How were the wicks of Ha Menorah to be placed? According to Shemot, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, all the wicks were to face the middle branch. And here we put forward the Hebrew snowflake, so to speak, or the what's called the Magen David, the Star of David. And when viewed, right, we have the six points, right, or the six. Well, here there's the six branches. And in the center, right, looking at the pattern of the Magen David, or the Hebrew snowflake, the so-called star, it was called the Star of David, the Magen David, we see the six corresponding to the six points and the six branches. And then we have the center, which in the Hebrew is known as the Shamash. And Shamash is like the sun or the center branch. So to this question 21, how were the wicks of Ha Menorah to be placed? We have the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, that brings out all the wicks, right, were to face the middle branch. So the six, right, the six branches, the three on this side and the three on that side, were to face Ha Shamesh, were to face the center, or were to face the middle branch of Ha Menorah. That brings us right here to question 22. What was the parochet? What was the parochet, or the veil of the tent used for? Question 22, what was the parochet, or the veil, parochet, the Hebrew for the veil of the ohel, of the tent used for? Answer, to separate, to separate the Kodesh HaKadashim, Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies of the Holies, from the Kodesh HaKodesh, from the Holy Place. So the paraket, the veil of the Ohel, of the tent, was used to separate the Kodesh HaKodeshim from HaKodesh, the Holy of the Holies, Kodesh HaKadashim, from HaKodesh, from the Holy Place. Question 23. Describe the altar of burnt offering in the outer court. Describe, according to the scripts, let's describe the altar of burnt offering in the outer court. Well, we have a square wood frame, covered with bronze, right? Or some translations bring out the sense of brass, with horns on its four corners. It included a grating of bronze, or as this mentions, a nechoshet, a grating of brass. It was portable, mobile, and included rings and poles for carrying, or in the old King James Version, for bearing, to bear it, to say to carry it. It had a ramp leading up to it. Note that the word Mizbeach. The Hebrew is the Mizbeach. Some might say the Mizbeach, but actually the Hebrew more Mizbeach. Mizbeach from Zabach, right? The sacrifice, but Mizbeach, altar. The altar, the Hebrew word Mizbeach, is said to be an acronym, a Hebrew acronym for Mechila, which is forgiveness, for zechut, merit, for bracha or braka, blessing, and chayim, life. Again, the Hebrew word mizbeach, that stands for the altar or altar, is said to be a Hebrew acronym, for four Hebrew words. First is forgiveness, mechila. Second is merit, zechut. The third is bracha, blessing or blessedness. And the fourth is chayim. So mizbeach, Hebrew acronym for mechila, zechut, bracha, and chayim. Now, according to the midrash, the fire would not be extinguished if it rained, and the smoke would ascend in a vertical column from HaMizbeach, from the altar. Regardless of the wind. So according to one ancient study here, the Midrash, it says the fire would not be extinguished if it rained, and the smoke would ascend in a vertical column from HaMizbeach, regardless of the wind. The, what we call in Hebrew, more the modern Hebrew pointing, the lavat esh. What's lavat esh, or lava esh? It's the flames of fire, the lava. The lavat esh, the flames of fire, were also said to resemble an aryeh, a lion or an anbesa. So the lavat esh, flame of fire, lavat esh, flames of fire, were said to resemble a lion, said to resemble in Hebrew the aryeh, in the Royal Amharic from the Ge'ez, the Anbesa. Question 24. One more question after this Chabarim. Question 24. What does the word Mishkan mean, Chabarim? Mishkan means dwelling place, dwelling place. And it's from the Hebrew root shakan, 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 which means to dwell, to dwell. So Mishkan, Mishkan, which is often brought out as, in some translations, as the sanctuary. Make them make me a sanctuary, a Mishkan, that I may shakan, and that Mishkan will be known as the Mikdash, Mikdash, the holy place. And in the actuality, it is the Ohel, it is the tent, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. But here, the Hebrew word Mishkan, Mishkan, dwelling place, comes from the Hebrew root word shakan, shakan, meaning to dwell. Now, the word Hebraically and in Yehudi theological circles, Shekinah, 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 means to dwell, and it comes from this verb, shakan, shakan, to dwell. Last question right here for the basic questions for this 19th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Teruma. Now here, we refer to this as a bonus question here, question 25. How many times did Moses ascend Har Sinai? How many times did Moses ascend Mount Sinai? How many times did Moshe ascend Har Sinai? According to the scripts, we have eight. Eight times did Moses ascend Mount Sinai, Har Sinai. Eight times. Let's count them. First time, before the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, before the Exodus, the coming out from the Tawi, the two lands, the coming out from Mitzrayim. First time before the Exodus, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Second of the eight times, after the Bnei Yisrael, after the sons of Israel arrived at Sinai, after the Israelites arrived at Sinai, and here we have the scene that's known as the Brit offer or the covenant offer in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 2. That's the second of the eight times. The third of the eight times is when Moshe was named, right, was named, or we could say appointed and named, right, the mediator, of the Bnei Yisrael and of the Hebrews, when he was named the mediator of Yisrael, of Israel. According to Exodus chapter 19, verses 7 to 12, the fourth of the eight times that Moshe aliyed, Allah, aliyah, ascended, went up, the fourth time was just before the Esaret HaDibarim, the ten words known as the Ten Commandments, were uttered. And here we have this in Shemot, Sefer Shemot. In Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25, this is the fourth of the eight times just before the Esaret HaDibarim, the ten words known as the commandment, or referred more popularly as the Ten Commandments, but more correctly, more right and accurate, the ten words, Esaret HaDibarim, were uttered in Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25. Here, the fifth of the eight times, what was the fifth of the eight times? When Moshe received the Sefer HaBarit, when he received the book of the covenant, the book. So one of the first books we have here is the Sefer in the book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot. We have the Sefer, or the Sefer HaBarit. What's the Sefer HaBarit? It's the book, the Sefer of HaBarit. And this was in Exodus chapter 20, verses 21 to Exodus chapter 23, verse 33. So when he went up to receive the book of the covenant, the Sefer HaBerit, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 21 to chapter 23, verse 33. When he went up to receive HaTorah, what's referred to as the Torah, or also referred to as the Torah, Moses' law, the Torah of Moses, of the time of Moshe. The six of the eight times that Moshe aliyed up, Allah ascended Har Sinai, the sixth time is when Moshe ate what's known as the ratification meal, right? The confirmation meal, the ratification meal with the Ziknei Yisrael, the Ziknei, with the elders of Israel. In Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 11. The seventh of the eight times that Moshe ascended Mount Sinai was the 40 days and nights to receive the first set of tablets. Now, the 40 days and 40 nights in the season, theologically speaking, even in the Orthodox, we could say circles, even of the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church and other Orthodox churches, we have the time of Hudadeh, you know, of the Abi Tsom, the great fast, or the great Lent, also Lent, which also we have in the new, the Brit Chadasha, Yeshua, within the wilderness, the 40 days and 40 nights. It corresponds roughly to the season, right, of the reading of the Shabbat Teruma Torah portion, the manna, here in the season. So the seventh time that Moshe ascended was for the 40 days and nights to receive first set of tablets. In Shemot, in Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18. Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18. And the eighth of the eight times here in this bonus basic question, how many times did Moshe ascend, Aliyah, go up, right? Aliyah, Allah, ascended Har Sinai, here the eighth time. The eighth time was 40 days and nights, an additional 40 days and nights to receive the second set of the tablets. And here we have this almost 10 chapters later in the Sefer Shemot, in the cipher, the book of the names, known as Exodus. Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 38. Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 38. So the last two of the eight times that Moshe ascended Har Sinai were 40 day and 40 night periods. So once again, here in this 25th question here, the bonus question here for Shabbat Teruma, for Sabbath offering, Sabbath contribution, Sabbath, one can call it the free will, right? Free will offerings. How many times did Moshe ascend Har Sinai? Eight times. First, just before Exodus, the coming out, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, the second time after the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites arrived at Sinai. This is a covenant offer. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 2, the third time when Moshe was named mediator of Yisrael, of Yasharala, of Israel, in Exodus chapter 19, verses 7 to 12. The fourth time is just before the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, the 10 words known as the Ten Commandments were uttered in Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 to 25. The fifth time is when Moshe, when he received the Book of the Covenant, what we refer to generally as the Book of the Covenant. We have the book, actually the Sefer HaBrit, and now we have the fuller Torah, or the Torah of Moshe. This was in Exodus chapter 20, verses 21 to chapter 23, verse 33. The sixth of the eight times is when Moshe ate the ratification meal, or that covenant confirmation meal with the Ziknei Yisrael, with the elders of Israel, in Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 11. The seventh of the eight times of the first 40-day and night period to receive the Kabbalah, the first set of tablets, in Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 to 18. And the eighth of the eight times was an additional 40 days and nights to Kabbal, to receive the second set of tablets, 10 chapters later after the first, 40 days and nights here, the second 40 days and nights, and thus the eighth of the eight times, in Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to verse 38, Chaverim, Chaverim. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. Shabbat, Teruma, Shalom, Chaverim.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible. Shut up.
mama, yeah, oh mama, yeah, it's getting red. How? Oh manda way, oh manda way, it's getting red now. Oh mama, yeah, oh mama, yeah, it's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way, the eastern mountain, yeah. You can read if you give it all your wife like the water from the fountain now. I tell you do good, that's how there is the life. Knowledge is golden, yow. You can reach if you really decide, like the water from the fountain, yow. Tell you do good, that's all there is to life. I will let no one stop you from being strong. We urge likewise a free opinion. What's your feeling? Check yourself, know your position. When you flutter, you done with a fluttering tongue. The enemies mob the Eden coming again. Emperor Selassie is the protection. Years of sterility, tears drop like bomb. Night and day, never free without dawn. Check life, hey, I'll be a slave in the ground. So me come to tell the people that the child was born. The money go from Selassie, I the Ethiopian. Strive to the devil with the education. Properly channeled to uplift the nation. Life thought I hurt, I belong. It's getting red, yow. Oh mama, yeah. Oh mama, yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. It's getting red now. Oh mama, yeah. Oh mama, yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. The eastern mountain, yow. You can reach if you give it all your vibes like the water from the fountain, yow. On the other side, knowledge is golden, yeah. You can reach only if you decide, like the water from the fountain, yeah. Dr. Manna tell the ghetto youth them to rise. Hear the youth them crying, they were being pushed aside. Only the best is good enough to pulverize. The obstacles and the doctors still not to slide. Children come together and stop all right, they rise. Make a fly, we don't try to survive. People of the color must always be wise. From the depths of the valley, up onto the skies. These two below equally suffer the cries. We know what the confusion road wraps up a ride. We burn the anxiety, courage and the smile. Yo, Babylon, we know your profile. It's getting red, yo. Oh mama, yeah, oh mama, yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. It's getting red now. Oh mama, yeah, oh mama, yeah. It's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way. The eastern mountain, yow. You can reach only if you got the vibes like the rivers on the fountain, yow. I tell you, do good and they wrapped up a ride. Knowledge is golden, yow. You can reach if you really decide like the rivers on the fountain, yow. Tell you, be good and open up all your eyes. How surely the omnipotent, yes truly. Rap me commentary, so that the king from the high chandelier, the power of the empress guide the residents. How the people from the south shall be with another, and I tell you now doubt. Commune with the west in praises and shout. The eastern fortune by route. It is getting red now. Oh mama, yeah, oh mama, yeah. It's getting red now. Oh man, away, oh man, away. It's getting red now.
Fire hot, indeed. Fire hot, fire hot, fire hot, fire hot, fire hot, indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Jerusalem, Dana.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, here for this 19th sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat. Strong, come, make a reason. So some discussion topics and themes here from this 19th sabbatical study. From this manna, Aina Angel's bread, right here, come. We have right here about seven discussion topics, seven reasoning points, seven discussion topics right here. The first one right here, first up, the account of creation. Topic number one, come, make a reason. The account of creation is given in just 34 verses in Bereshit, in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 3, the account of creation. These are the verses here, right, within the Hebrew Bible, within the scriptures, the first book of the Bible, here in the Bereshit, right, in the Torah. Right here, the first book in HaTorah, we have the account of creation. The account of creation, as I say, the iration, the creation, the account of creation is given in just 34 verses from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. But on the other hand, the description according to the scripts, of the tabernacle of Ha-Ohel is described, according to the scribes, is described in over 250 verses. 250 verses. 250 verses. Let's reason. Come, make a reason. Let's discuss the significance. What do you think is the significance? Let's discuss the significance of this, that the account of creation is given in just 34 verses. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. But the description of the tabernacle is described in over 250 verses. So let's discuss the significance of this. Come, make a reason. Discussion topic number 2. The Yehudi, the Jewish commentator, one named Rashi, he thought that the commandment to create the Ohel, the tabernacle, was given after the sin of the Egel Maseka. The Egel Maseka, scripturally known as the molten calf and pseudonymously, falsely called, the golden calf. It doesn't say golden calf, it says the molten calf. But Rashi has thought that the commandment to create the tabernacle was given after the sin, the chet, the falling short, the forfeiture, the akari, the sin of the egel maseka, the sin of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. And Rashi thought that this functioned as a means of, quote, repairing, right, the breach, end quote. He thought that this was a means, a tabernacle, right? The commandment to create the tabernacle, according to Rashi, thought that it was given after, right? After the sin, the ukri of the Egel Masekah, and that this function as a repairing of the breach, as a repairing, so the tabernacle, a repairing of the breach, that was caused by that particular chet, that particular sin, that particular ukri, that particular forfeiture, that falling short. Do you agree or not? Come, make a reason. Do you agree with Rashi that the commandment to create the tabernacle was actually given after the sin of the so-called golden calf, the Egel Masekah, and function as a means of repairing the breach that was caused by the sin, the ukri of the Egel Masekah? Do you agree or not? Come. Make I and I reason. Here, third item of discussion, third topical theme right here, Chaberim. The purpose of Ha-Ohel, right? The purpose of the tabernacle was to allow people to draw close to Ha-Elohim, to true good, the true God, to the Netzer of Netzers, by means of a sacrifice. Now, the word here in the Hebrew for sacrifice, often some words are translated out of order. So when we say sacrifice in the context of the scripture, we're speaking of a korban. Korban comes from the Hebrew root karab, right? So we have the korban, right, which is often called, quote, sacrifice, but it's more like a drawing near, like an offering in the sense of drawing near, coming from the Hebrew context and the Hebrew root word karab, like karab, like karav maga, karav, korban comes from karab, right? Or in the Bamarinya, the good is the karebe, to draw near, to be near, to draw near. So Hebraically, right, the means is the korban, and the korban drawing near, right? Like an offering where you draw near, right? A drawing near. Now let's discuss how there's a principle of life, chai tachat chai, of like life for life, right? The principle of life for life. Let's discuss the principle, the Hebraic principle of life for life, represents the means of drawing close to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim. How does, right, what is referred to as the sacrifice of Yeshua, right, the sacrifice, the korban, how does the korban of Yeshua, of Adonenu, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua create and, quote, exchange? How does the korban of Yeshua create an exchange for your life before Lifnei Ab, before the Father, before Elohim Ha'ab? Come, make we reason. Yes, so here we have the fourth item of discussion, topical theme here for Shabbat Terumah. The fourth item, right, the fourth topic, the origin of the word cherubim, from the English cherubim, is uncertain. The origin of the word cherubim, corresponding to kirubim, is said to be, let's put it like this, is said to be uncertain. Some say that it derives from the Hebrew word ki. We have ki, which means like or as in Hebrew, ki, right, ki, and the Aramaic, right, the Eastern Shemitic, we say word, or Eastern Shemitic, right, word, rabia in the Aramaic means a child. So some derive the meaning of kirubim in the Hebrew, corresponding to cherubim in the translation, transliterations, interpolations. Some say it derives from the Hebrew word ki, which means like, and the Aramaic word arabia, which may explain much of the so-called Western Gentile artistic and many different artistic depictions of cherubim, of kirubim, as winged little children. Now, the kirubim were first mentioned as guarding access, right, to the Eitz HaChaim, to the tree of life in the Gan, in the garden. After the sin, the chet, right, of, we could say, Adam and Eve, or of Adam, right, and next appears, right, as statues. We have statues, right, mounted on the kaporet, on the mercy seat, over Al Ha'aron, right, Ha'aron, upon the ark, right, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 25, verse 18. Now, Elohim is said to be, quote, enthroned over or upon the kirubim, enthroned over or seated over, or in some translations, between, right, the kirubim, the kepraim. We bring in here the Kepraim here, but first, let's bring this out. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, and Psalm 80, verse 1 are points of example where Ha'elohim is said to be enthroned over the cherubim or between the kirubim, as we have in 1 Samuel 4 and 4, and in the Tehillim in Psalm 80 and 1. Now, the second, what's referred to as the second word, right, the second commandment, it says that we are not to make a, quote, sculptured image. In the Hebrew, this is the fesel. Some might point as pesel, a sculptured image, or any likeness, any temuna of what is in the heavens, of what's in the Shemayim, what's in the heavens above, according to Shemot, Sefer Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Now, in light of this, how can we explain, or how can you explain, or how can we, I and I, explain Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's commandment to create kirubim for Ha'aron, for the Aaron, for the ark. Now, even when we get into the, what is the kirubim, seeing that they came out of the Tawi, they came out of the two lands, out of Mitzrayim, and coming out of the Tawi, and coming out of the two lands, a.k.a. Mitzrayim, from the Hebrew perspective, it's a one-to-one, we could say, agreement and meaning, right, or ancient Egypt, right, we see the link and the connection of the kirubim with the kepraim. Kepraim, kirubim, cherubim, the kepraim, right? But we just explain something very important concerning the cherubim connection. So come. Make a reason on this, that in light of all of this, right, overstanding, right, these cherubim, their role, and the commandment, right, to mount these two kirubim, right, on the kaporet, the mercy seat, that's over Ha'aron, the ark, right, and how the scripts say that Elohim, Ha'elohim, is enthroned over the kirubim, the kepraim, or between the Kepraim, we have 1 Samuel 4 and 4, Psalm 80 and 1, and then we have the second commandment that says that we are not to make a fesel, fesel or pesel, a sculptured image, or any temuna, any likeness of what is in the Shemayim, the heavens above, according to Exodus 20 and 4. In light of all this, how can we explain, how can you explain, I and I, or how can it be explained, right, Hailahim's commandment to create Kirubim for Aaron, for the Aaron HaBrit, for the Ark of the Covenant. Come, make with reason. So here. Fifth discussion topic, and one of the themes here, Chaburim, here for this 19th sabbatical study, for Shabbat Teruma. The sages say that the word Mizbeach, right? Or some might say Mizbeach, but more Hebraically, Mizbeach, right? Mizbeach is an acronym. Many of the sages say that the Hebrew word for altar, Mizbeach, is a Hebraic acronym, an acronym, where the first letter, right, take a word and each of the primary letters stand for something else. An acronym for one, firstly, Machila, right? Machila, forgiveness, which can be sought by sacrifice. So there's Machila, which is forgiveness. Now there's other words that also are translated as forgiveness, but to put this into a context, Machila is forgiveness that can be sought by sacrifice. Firstly, Machila, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Machila, forgiveness that can be sought by sacrifice. Secondarily, for the Z, we have Zechut, right? Zechut. What is Zechut? Zechut is merit. Merit that is gained from obedience to the ritual. Obedience to the rite, obedience to the ritual gains one zechut. Zechut is gained from obedience to rite and ritual. Merit gained from obedience to rite and ritual. So we have Mizbeach for the Maim. We have Mechila here for the Zain. We have Zechut. Thirdly, we have Bracha or Baraka. Bracha. Blessing. That comes from trusting in Hailahim and Elohim's His provision, pro, before, vision, seeing before, provider, providing, His provision for chet, for missing the mark, for sin, for akri, for forfeiture. So we have the Mechila, Zechut, Bracha, and fourthly, for the che, right, the chet, the last letter here, we have Chayim, life, or in Hebrew, more literally, is lives. It's a plural word. Chayim, life in the sense of lives. Chayim, life, that comes from Hailahim's, Elohim's, His grace. That comes from His grace, His chen, right? Come from His chesed, His grace. How do you understand? And how are we able to understand the cross, right? The cross of Yeshua. The cross of Yeshua in these particular terms concerning Mizbeach, the Hebrew word altar, and its Hebraic, Judaic acronym sense of Mechila, forgiveness that can be sought by sacrifice, zechut, merit, gain from obedience to the rite and the ritual, bracha, baraka, blessedness that comes from trusting in Hailahim's provision for chet, for falling short, missing the mark, sin, ukri, and chayim, life, lives, liberty, chayim, that comes from Hailahim's chen, comes from his chesed, his grace, loving kindness. How do you understand? Based on this, how are we able to understand? What's the standing, right, of the cross of Yeshua in these Hebraic and in these, we say, Judaic terms and terminologies, chaburim. So come, make a reason right here. The sixth topic of discussion, reasonment here for this Shabbat Terumah, 19th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong. Reasoning number six right here. When Elohim told Moses, Moshe, to ascend, to Aliyah up, to go up, Har Sinai, to receive, Mekabel, Kabal, to Kabbalah, to receive the tablets of the Esaret HaDibarim, of the 10 words called the 10 commandments. He said, come up to me on the mountain and wait there that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment that I have written for their instruction. Here we have Shemot. We have Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Vayomer Yehovah il Moshe, alei elaya ha-hara veh-yeh sham ve-etna lecha et luchota ha-even ve-ha-torah ve-ha-mitzvah asher katavti le Horotam. So here, Sefer Shemot, and Yahweh said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah, El Moshe, come up to me, Alei, Elai, come up to I, into the mount, Ha-Hara, into Hara, into the mount, Alei, Elai, Ha-Hara, and be there, Vehyeh, Sham, Vehyeh, Sham, and be there, Vehyeh, Sham, Ve'etna lecha, Eta luchota ha-even, and I will give thee the tables, the tablets of stone, we etna lecha, eta lechot ha eben, and the law, ve ha Torah, we and ha the Torah, we ha Torah, and the Torah, and the commandment. And the commandment, the mitzvah, often referred to as the mitzvah, ha-mitzvah, and the commandment. Note the singularity, we-ha-Torah, and the Torah, we-ha-mitzvah, and the mitzvah. And the commandment, Asher Katavti, Asher, that which I have written, Asher Katavti, Li Horotam, that thou, the I, mayest teach them, Li Horotam. Vayomer Yehovah, Il Moshe, Elei, Elaya, Ha-Hara, Wahyei Shama we etna leka eta lchota ha eben we ha Torah weha mitzwa, asher katab ti, le horotam. Since the narrative here, it records only the instructions for creating ha-ohel, creating the tent, the tabernacle. However, the sages and scholars of Torah have wondered what this meant. How central, here for the reasoning topic here, how central do you think the idea of sacrifice and worship is to the idea of Torah? How central do you think the idea of sacrifice and worship is to the idea of Torah? Come. McIni reason. Here, the seventh here, and the final topic of discussion, reasonment here for this Shabbat Teruma. Senbet Sitota, Senbet Mebba. Right here. The Hebrew word Teruma means, quote, gift from the heart. Teruma. Here we have teruma, right? Hebraically, the Hebrew word brings out the meaning of, quote, gift from the heart. Here, making sense, right? How do we make sense of teruma? Teruma, making sense of teruma, gift from the heart. That is sometimes contrasted with the word tzedakah. So we have teruma, gift from the heart, that offering, the gift from the heart. And this is sometimes contrasted with the word tzedakah. That is considered the moral duty. So tzedakah brings out the sense of righteousness, also from the tzedak root. Tzedakah, also charity, right? That charity, tzedakah, or as we define it, righteous giving, tzedakah, which is considered the moral duty of genuine morality, tzedakah, to give to those in need. Now, the Hebrew phrase, gimlut chasidim, the bestowal of kindness, gimlut chasidim, the bestowal, right, that giving, the bestowal of kindness, chasidim, or the practical practice of chesed, this brings out love, chesed, also the idea of mercy, but in this context, chesed, the practice of love, the practice of chesed. The gift of the heart is regarded as greater than tzedakah. The gift of the heart. So here, this all turns on the opening word of the 19th sabbatical study. Right? So here, bringing it to fulfillment with this seventh reasonment topic and theme right here on Teruma, brings us here to the first two verses of the 19th sabbatical study, right? The Yod 8, here in the Kaf He chapter 25 of Exodus, verses 1 and 2. Vaydaber Yehovah il Moshe leimor, daber il bnei Yisrael, v'yikchu li teruma me'et kol ish asher yidveinu libo. So here we have, and Yahuwah spoke to Moses, to Moshe, saying, Why dabir, Yahuwah, il Moshe leimor, speak, dabir il bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Israel, dabir il bnei Yisrael, that they take for me an offering, v'yikochuli, Yikohu, wherein yikohu li, that they take li for me, teruma. May eight call ish asher yidaveinu libo, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, of every man. May eight call ish, call all ish, all man, asher, one who yidaveinu, willing, libo. Yidabeinu libo, willing heart. Yidabeinu, the willingness, voluntariness, libo, his heart. Yidabeinu libo, tikohu, take y'all et. Terumati, take my teruma. So the teruma connection right here, right? Teruma, right? Something that is set apart, something that is offered. The direct sense is from the Ram and Room. Room means like to lift up, right? Almost like a big up offering, but to lift up, the sense of teruma, that which is lifted up. So we call it like that up offering. But here's the key. Whose heart maketh him willing, right? This is not a compulsory levy or tax, right, being made, but voluntary gifts. So therefore, the Hebrew sense, the making sense of the word teruma or the targum, the interpretation, making sense of it, is a gift from the heart that is sometimes contrasted with the tzedaka, from the root word tzedak and tzedek and righteous, but also in the sense of tzedaka is righteous giving, right? Righteous giving, considered the moral duty, connected with righteousness, tzedakah, to give to those in need. So the Hebrew phrase, gemulut chasidim, bestowal of kindness, the practice of chesed, the gift of the heart, yidabeinu libo, is regarded as greater than tzedakah, because love, right, chesed, one of the attributes of Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, right, the chesed, love anticipates, right, it's that provida, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh sense, seeing before, right, anticipating the needs of others, and acts from a sense of compassion, this is why the yidabeinu libo, right, that willing heart, right, heart making one willing, the willingness of the heart, yidabeinu libo, the gift of libo of the heart, is greater and regarded as greater than tzedakah, because chesed, that attribute of Yahuwah, right, that we are to practice, that attribute of he who he be, it is what it is, he who be who he be, because love, chesed, anticipates the needs of others and acts from a sense of compassion. There's an old Judaic proverb, mashal, a proverb, a wise saying that states that tzedakah awaits the cry of distress. That righteous giving, tzedakah, it awaits. It can't act, it only acts when there's that cry of distress, that righteous giving, tzedakah, that moral duty, genuine morality, that giving, that righteousness, that giving to those in need, that tzedakah awaits the cry of distress, while benevolence connected with the chesed, benevolence anticipates the cry of distress. So tzedakah, righteous giving, that righteousness, that charity, it awaits the cry of distress, but chesed, that loving kindness, gimlut chassidim, that bestowal of chassidim, of kindness, that benevolence, it anticipates the cry of distress. So come, make I and I discuss. How do you and I, how do you express love for Hailahim, for Eloheinu, for our power, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures? How do you express love for Elohim in your life and in your liberty? Chaberim. Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom, Lehitarot. Shalom, Chaberim. Shavuot Tov.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Celestia, the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalunja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. 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 So much love to all my friends.
Serving the Almighty. Could rally round Jah's room, rally round the justice sound. Cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
The people, just people,
the U.S. does. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss.
All right, the law.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. A fulfilling thought, food for thought right here concerning this 19th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong. A Selah kind of a note right here, closing thought. The sanctuary of the heart, Yidbeinu Libo, those whose hearts, heartically speaking, makes them willing. So in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Torah reading, this Torah portion reading and feeding right here, the 19th Shabbat Teruma, Senbet Sitota, Senbet Mebba. Here in this Torah reading and feeding, the sabbatical manna, angel spread, Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, he asked the people, Ha'ilahim asked the people, Jah people, Amo Yisrael, to offer gifts from the heart, Yidbeinu Libo, in order to create a place, a makom, a place for him. So here in this sabbatical study, this week's Torah portion, this sabbatical mana, angel's bread, we go to Shemot, Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, right here. V'asu li mikdasha v'shachanti b'tokam, and make me a sanctuary, a mikdash. V'asu li, they making for me, asu li mikdash. V'shachanti. We and Shakanti Bitokam, Shakanti, and I dwelling, that I may dwell Shakan with Shakanti Bitokam, that I may dwell amongst them. Make they make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst, Bitokam. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. So the Hebrew word for sanctuary is mikdash. This comes from the Hebraic root word kadash. We have kadash, to be set apart as sacred. Kadash, the root for like holy word in the English translation, the Hebrew sense of it, kadash, to be set apart as sacred, right? As set apart, to set apart, kadash. So a mikdash is therefore a set apart space, a holy place that represents something treasured or something set apart. A place, a makom, a spot for beauty, for worship, a refuge, a place of rest. Other words that share this root idea from the kadash, to be set apart, right, as sacred. Other Hebraic words that come from this Hebrew root idea, this seed here, is kedusha. We have kedusha. Holiness, called holiness or set apartness, kedusha, the Hebrew sense is set apartness,
in religious terms and translations, holiness, kedusha. We have kedushin, kedushin. Kedushin is betrothal, 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 being betrothed or betrothed, right? Betrothal, right? Kedushin, kedushin. Then we have kadish, 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 which is sanctification, called sanctification, or the setting apart, sanctification. Kadish, kadish, kadish. Then we have kiddush, kiddush, kiddush. Kiddush is like marking sacred time, kiddush, right? Marking sacred or set apart time, and so on. Other words, when Yahweh Eloheinu, when he said, let them make for me a mikdash, ve'asuli mikdash, ve'asuli mikdash, make them make for me a mikdash, ve'asuli mikdash. Then he was inviting by this, he, even he who be who he be, it is what it is, he who be who he be, was inviting Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, people of Yisrael, to make a sacred, a set-apart space, a set-apart place within their hearts, keeping it heartical, within their hearts for his presence, for his face, for his perception to be manifest. To be manifest, to be revealed, to be manifest in your face, his presence. The, quote, material, end quote, the material required to make this place was ultimately, ultimately, it's the heart, halev, halib, the heart, expressed in the free will offerings, expressed in and through the free will offerings given to Ha Elohim, to Ha Elohim, to Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Now, the purpose of Mikdash, this set apart space, Mikdash, Mikdash, set apart space. Now, we bring out the Hebrew sense because we get out of the Western Gentile, they say holy place, holy, holy, and then holy. What does that mean, chaburim? Getting to the root idea, right? Hebraically, right? The purpose of mikdash, this set-apart space, was for ha-Elohim, right? It was for the Almighty, the power, the nature of natures, so to speak, the ha-Elohim to dwell. To do what? To shachan, shachan, right? V'shachanti betokam, to dwell in their midst, to dwell, to tabernacle, for ha'ilahim to tabernacle. The tabernacle was that set-apart space, the mikdash, for ha'elohim to tabernacle betokam, v'shachanti, to dwell in their midst. Now note that the word dwell, right, comes from a Hebrew, Hebraic root, shakan, shakan, shakane, shakan or shakan, 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 meaning to lodge together, to dwell together, right, or to even lay down with someone, right, to lodge together, to dwell together, to abide. In the new, the Brit Chadasha sense, it's like when Robeinu Yeshua speaks about if you keep his word, then the Father will love you. And then he says, we will dwell. That mawahad tawahido, that dwelling, that abiding, that dwelling, that indwelling, to lodge together or to lay down with someone. And therefore, the tabernacle, right, Ha Ohel, was called the Ohel, literally the tent, the tabernacle, Ha Ohel, was called the Mishkan. Mishkan, the Mishkan, the Mishkan, a set apart place, right? A dwelling, the dwelling, right? The dwelling, right? Of His Majesty, the dwelling, that chapel to dwell. It's intended for rest. The intention, rest and intimacy. Inviting Ha'elohim's presence, His face, His panim, chavarim, within our hearts, I and our hearts, gives us communion, common union, mawahad to wahido, gives us communion and fellowship with Him, in Him, Him and I and I in Him. The sages, the Hebraic and Judaic sages, they note that the phrase, that I may dwell in their midst, v'shakanti bitokam, v'shakanti bitokam, that I may dwell in their midst. This could be translated as, that I may dwell within them. The same sense, v'shakanti bitokam, v'shakanti, I abiding, I shakaning, I dwelling, bib by way of tokam, their midst, in their midst. So the phrase, wishakanti betokam from the Hebrew, from Exodus 25 and 8 in the Hebrew, brought out as that I may dwell in their midst, could and is also translated Hebraically as that I may dwell within them, with shakanti bitokam, suggesting that the point of ha'ohel, of the tent or the tabernacle, was to bring ha'elohim, ha'elohim, within the hearts of Amo, of His people, of Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Yasharala. Therefore, all came. We must create a place, a space, a set apart space, a place within our hearts, heartically. In other words, for Ha'elohim, the Almighty, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, to dwell, to tabernacle, to dwell within us, within I and I. Adonenu, Yeshua HaNotri, likewise told us that we would experience peace, shalom, and enjoy, gili, gila, semach, joy, when we would, quote, abide in Him. This is the key word. When we would do what? When we would abide, tabernacle, dwell in Him. Dwell in Him. Right? That oneness. Mawahad. Tawahido. Some of the Hebrew sages and Judaic sages have said that the physical tabernacle, the physical tent, the ohel, and later the temple, and later the Heikal, was given as a concession to the frailty, to the weakness, even the fallenness of man, of humanity. After all, when the people had the opportunity, note this, check, when the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel had the opportunity, when the sons, the Bnei Yisrael, had the opportunity to encounter Ha'elohim, they had the opportunity for that close encounter with Yahuwah Eloheinu, without a mediator, without no mediator, no middleman at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. What happened, Chavarim? They shrank back. They fell back. They fell all the way back in Terah. The tabernacle, Ha'ohel, the tent, then it presented a form of, what is it called? Quote, mediation, end quote. So the temple, the tabernacle, the mikdash, we could say the mekdes, right, the mishkan, the tabernacle, the tent then presented a form of, quote, mediation that provided symbols, right? Learn to read the pattern recognition, symbols, the symbolic logic, symbols to help, to assist, to bring heaven, Shammai, Shamayim, the heavens, down to Ha'aretz, Arza, down to the earth, down to the earthly plane. The physical, the five-cycle presence, the physical presence of Ha'ohel, of the tent, of the tabernacle. The physical presence of the tent, of the tabernacle, attempted, was an attempt to convey a sense of the imminence of Ha'ilahim in the Olam, in the world. We have in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, Kadosh, 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 Yahweh, Hezabaot. The whole world is filled with Kavodo, with Kavodo, Kavodo, Kabodo, with his Kabod, with his gravity, right, with his glory. Holy, 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 Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is Yahuwah, Elohei Tzabaot, Yahuwah. He who be who he be, the Elohim, Elohei Tzabaot, the Elohim of hosts, of armies. The whole world is filled with Kabodo, Kavodo. The scripture plainly teach, however, that there is literally there is no, quote, place, right, end quote, where Ha'ilahim, the nature of natures, right, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the almighty power, there is no place where Ha'ilahim can phi-cycle, speaking of the power from the Hebrew sense of Ha'ilahim, Ha'el, Ha'il, the power, like all the power to phi-cycle dwell. There is literally no place, there is no space, according to the scripture, where literally no place where Ha'ilahim, the almighty power, can phi-cycle dwell. Let's put it like this, that he can phi-cycle fully dwell, because that'll knock out the phi-cycle reality, because we're speaking about power, right, the almighty. When Shlomo HaMelech, when King Solomon dedicated Hanukkah, livicated the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit, the house of the holy, or the Heikal, the temple in Jerusalem, he rhetorically prayed in 1 Kings 8 and 27. What did he rhetorically pray? He says, will Elohim indeed, for real, dwell on the earth, on the earthly plane, in the fullness? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this bait, this house that I have built? 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Likewise, the prophet Jeremiah reports that the word of Exiavihir, the sustainer, right? Do I not fill heaven and earth? Do I not fill heaven and earth? Jeremiah, almost say, do I not sustain? Because I'm filling, my filling of it sustains. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Jeremiah 23, chapter 23, verse 24. Understood in this light, understood in the light of this truth, it is clear that Ha'ohel, the tent, was meant to symbolize, he says, take heed to the what? Pattern, the tavnit, to symbolize a deeper spiritual reality, the real reality, the really real of the heart, heartically, as Robeinu Yeshua, as Yeshua HaNotri said, the kingdom of Ha'ilahim is within, is where? Within you. In Luke, right? In Luke chapter 17, verse 21. The deepest message of Ha'ohel, of the tent called the tabernacle, the deepest message of the tabernacle, however, has to do with sacrificial love. The entire reason for the sacrificial system was to draw us, draw I and I, draw the people close to Ha'elohim, to Ha'elohim, to the Almighty. The sacrifice of an innocent animal for the sake of a sinner, an akka, provided tangible hope, tikwa, expectation that a holy, set apart, and perfectly righteous power, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, made a way for love and acceptance to prevail, or the principle of good over evil. Indeed, the idea of sacrifice, Hebraically speaking, is the korban, karban, karban, the korban, kara. This is a Hebrew word that means to draw near, karov, 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 right? Draw near to Elohim, to the source, to the power, to the Almighty. The various sacrificial rites and rituals were, quote, examples, end quote. Or as Rav Shaul even mentioned on a level, even allegories, examples. And they also were shadows. Examples and shadows. What we have here is examples and shadows of the heavenly or the higher, the spiritual reality that was given in the sacrifice of Robeinu Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri Adonainu, the Se Ha Elohim, Se Ha'elohim, the Lamb, the Se Ha Elohim, the Lamb of the power. According to the Epistle to the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Because of Adonainu Yeshua, Ha'elohim Ha'el, the Almighty, Elohim Ha'ab, the Father draws near to us, I and I, so that we can draw near to Him. He is the ultimate, based on the type, the principle, Korban, Korban, Korban. Remember Korban, root idea, Arab, to draw near, that brings us, I and I, into eternal fellowship with Elohim Ha'ab, with Elohim the Father. Yeshua Adonainu is the Father's, quote, Yidabeinu Libo, is the Father's gift of the heart, is that willingness, right, of His heart, the gift of the heart given for you, for me, for I and I, for we, for all, by extension, humanity. The love of Ha'elohim put the blood of His Son, Beino, on the Tzalab, in the Hebrew Tzalav, Tzalav, the cross, just as the love of Ha'elohim provided the Mizbeach, the altar at the tabernacle. Both in the sacrificial rites of the brazen altar and in the later fulfillment in what is known as the crucifixion of Adonainu Yeshua, the heart, heartically speaking, lib, the heart, needs to trust, batach, in Elohim Ha'ab, in the Father, Elohim, the Father's personal, His personal love. Therefore, there is the subjective receptivity that is of monesity. Adonainu Yeshua, He stands at the door and knocks, ready to eat a, quote, covenant ratification, covenant confirmation meal. Remember the covenant ratification meal, that covenant confirmation meal with all, with all who are trusting in him and through him. And here we have the Chazon Yohanan, Yohannes Rai, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. So, Chaberim, may you all find courage. May you all find courage to open your heart, heartedly speaking to him, to Hailahim. Now. Yes, I. Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom. Lehitarot. Shavua Tov, Chaberim.
ሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢን
Imperial Majesty, as a figure of world importance, and probably one of the best-known men in the whole world today, I should like to ask you this question. What meaning can the birth of Christ have for the nations of the world today?
As I said before, the birth of Christ is celebrated all over the world. When I say in the whole world, it does not mean that all people would observe it in the same manner. In all the places that I have visited, including the Muslim and the Buddhists, we have seen the observance. But for Christians, it is an act conducted with love.
Your Imperial Majesty, you have done us great honor, and also all the people who will listen to this broadcast, by giving us the opportunity to speak with you this day. And all those who are listening should know that this conversation was held in the Imperial Palace at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. And we thank you and wish you God's blessing in all the days to come.
Thank you.
My advice to all, advice to all
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
El Selassie is the child. triumphantly we all must sing. I find Hail Selassie is the chapter. Oh. All the world should know.
Ah.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Blessed be his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, 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 from your heart.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, by saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. See that. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. See that. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day. Today.
Watch out for your pony. You don't know it's Love Star Music. All right.
We're not afraid, no, we're not for worry. Shavuot Tov, good strong. Chavarim, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Lehitarot.